Broadcasting from atop the Hensler Financial Building in the heart of Georgia's financial district, Kennesaw, Georgia. This is Money Talks.
We're back.
I like that, man. You're so energetic.
Like it?
Yeah.
I'm here. Come on. I'm Bill Lako, along with Ted Parrish and Dr. Gene Hensler.
Yeah, if you want to ask us any questions, you can do that. You can do this, I guess, call us at 770-429-9166, or they can email us at drgene@hensler.com. They can tweet.
Facebook.
We have a 1-800 number, too, there, boss man.
We have a 1-800 number, too, boss man. 1-855-429-9166.
Yes.
Yeah. And yeah, we have all those things.
And you know what? They can go to our website.
We have a website?
Good website. Hensler.com.
There you go.
Very nice website.
You can download us on iTunes, mm-hmm. Android.
There's a plethora of ways to get a hold of us.
Okay. Tweet us, Facebook.
All those kind of places. If you want to do business with us,
Snapchat
you can
us.
Oh, my gosh. Anyhow, we got a question here from good friend Ed Kelly. What's your current opinion of Vodafone? It's got a nice dividend. However, there may be many changes over the past couple of months. Should I hold or sell?
You know, that we owned Vodafone in our income portfolio. We've owned it in a regular portfolio years ago. Stock was a, you know, tremendous grower. You know, they grew by acquisition. And the biggest news for this company recently is that they sold their wireless stake in Verizon Wireless to Verizon. And that was a big cash windfall for them. And it makes their dividend, I guess, a lot more stable because of the cash. They pay, it's 8.8% right now is what they're paying out.
But that was a big source of their income.
Yeah. Yeah, so while it's currently it looks good because of the cash inflow going forward, you know, may come under a little pressure. And I believe that, you know, a company like that, you know, that needs more growth opportunities, even if it's not because of a cash drain, they may lower that dividend sometime in the future.
You don't want to be holding it when that happens.
Yeah. But it's the 800-pound gorilla internationally in wireless, and they're good from that perspective, and that's where a lot of growth is. But most of their business is in Western Europe, which is really sucking air hot right now. But it's a low-growth company, 3% earnings growth.
View it as a utility.
Yeah. If I owned it, I would skeptically hold it for income purposes, but you better watch out. For that dividend could come under pressure.
Yeah. There's a sign when a company is paying an 8% dividend.
Yeah.
That's an indication that the market's not really quite sure where they're very confident in that dividend taking place.
Yeah.
It's too good to be true.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. All right. And Irene and Harvey from Grovetown wanted to know if we should buy shares of Axial Corporation, Ted. I've never heard of it. Their grandson's working there, and he's working his way up through management.
Yep. It's a good company. That is one of Atlanta's or the state of Georgia's big boys. This is the former Georgia Gulf Corp. Georgia Gulf.
Golf carts?
Golf. G-L-F. Oh. They make commodities, basically. You know, they make vinyl siding for buildings, anything that's made vinyl.
Where are they headquartered?
Atlanta.
Really?
Yeah. Windows, doors, fencing.
Where?
Chlorine, caustic soda.
Where's their plant? You know?
Their headquarters, corporate headquarters. I don't know their plants.
Oh, okay. All right.
Their plants are all over the southeast.
Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, they bought PPG's, which we own, Pittsburgh Paint and Glass, their commodity business in 2013. It was a huge acquisition, and you know that's a well-run company, PPG. So I'm a little skeptical of that takeover.
Well, they can run it any better.
Yeah. Exactly.
To derive any value out of it.
Yeah. And the crazy thing about this stock, it has a beta, and I double-checked this, of 2.6.
Let me explain what that means. Is if the market's up 10%, this is up 22 point some percent. And if it's down 10%, it's down 22%.
Yeah.
So it's a highly volatile stock.
And its earnings predictability is all over the place. It's at 5 per value line. So, you know, it's not a very predictable company. It's commodity. It's a commodity type company. So, I mean,
you would think with the housing market, however, coming around.
That's a good point, but that's only about 7% of profits. You know, so okay. I mean, most of their profits comes from caustic soda, chlorine, and other commodities.
What's your PE, do you know?
PE ratio is about 13 or 14 right now.
So that's not out of line.
No, it isn't.
Okay.
But next earnings report, it could be.
Well, you better have a long-term viewpoint, and you must better have nerves of steel, because this is a very volatile stock.
Yes,
but you would not eliminate it from consideration.
I would consider it. It's a very volatile company. Earnings predictability is very volatile.
Something we avoid.
Yeah, something we avoid. We approach commodities. When we do look at commodities from a basket of stocks, maybe an ETF or an index fund, a commodities index fund. So.
Well, you mentioned, I don't know if you didn't mention, it was PP&G you talked about, Teddy. Kathleen from Clarkson has a question on Procter & Gamble. And she wants to know, she bought it around 65, and so she's made some money. Should I look at selling or keep the dividend? It's, boy, you're on top of this more than I am, but this has been a tough road to hoe. This company announced earnings, didn't it?
Yeah.
And they were a modest increase.
Yeah, but that's what you should expect out of a mature company like Procter & Gamble. Their earnings are expected to grow 8% over the next 3 to 5 years. Dividends 3%. Their P/E ratio is right about market, and so it's not bad. I mean, and it's a good global conglomerate. I mean, they have exposure to the areas of the world that most people want to gain, and nothing bad about it. I mean, I wouldn't run to dump it. I wouldn't expect great growth out of it either, though. I mean, if you want higher growth in consumer staples, a company like a Church & Dwight is growing faster. But then again, I mean, Procter & Gamble, I mean, it's a safe play.
It's hard to grow fast when you're as huge as they are.
They're huge, yes.
And you've got, I think Tide is one of their products, and
yeah.
Dominates that. It just dominates so many markets that it's tough. And it's getting chipped at away at as consumers get pressed into store brands, generics.
See, and that's what I would like to see from them, to move over into the generic brands. The store brands. They
right,
are the store brands.
Right.
And I haven't seen them do that. So, I mean, I think that would be a good idea for them. But, you know, they're still sticking to their brand name products, Tides, the
right.
Crest of the world. So, but, you know, nonetheless, I think it's worthy of holding. Gene.
All right. And by the way, you can email us at drgene@hensler.com. And as Gene said earlier, it's not tax season anymore, so you can call me.
Yeah, you can call us now.
1-855-429-9166. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.